Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big Jokerson.
Hey.
This week we have Jeremiah Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, Amy.
Whatever.
And we're playing, what do we call it?
It's Name That Sex Thing Urban Dictionary, No Nudity Edition.
No Nudity, Even If Ralph Asked 14 Times Edition.
The last one was creepy.
You're tried.
I feel like we should have said it at the beginning.
I think you should cancel out that Ralph said that at the end.
I may cut.
Now, take your pussy out, lady.
I really tried.
You really did. I was like, you're not reading the room, Ralph. Something about her made her not want to do it.
I thought she was waiting for it. Okay, remember, we do the show live every
Wednesday.
Laney was like,
stage mommed her. No, she was like, take off the blazer next time. And the girl's like, okay. Yeah. I feel like we were part of something really bad right there.
Yeah.
Should we start this again?
No. Leave it.
Okay. No, leave all this in.
We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to see titties, it ain't this episode.
This ain't the one.
No, but I think.
But she has big cans.
Big cans. And Jeremiah.
And you can watch her, and it's kind of nice sometimes, watch her here. And then go look at her pornography.
Yeah, and see
she
what we
pornography.
See, and then see what we didn't see.
Yeah, yeah.
Use the code SDR, get 20% off. But here it is right now.
Ralph shaves his dick.
I shaved my dick. The Urban Dictionary edition of the SDR.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm weed. It's hocus and blow. It's art, it's art. You need to know.
Making sure they got wiped down and they're not.
That's pretty good, right? That was almost to the beat.
It's a weird thing to keep showcasing.
It's such an unimpressive feat to have. I learned that when I was in high school. A teacher taught me, believe it or not.
Did he molest you after that?
He did. That's why I remember it.
He had you all worked up, making your hand farts. And before you know it, he was sucking your butthole.
Yeah, hey, it works. Hey. How you learn? How are you going to learn, Jay?
You're like, I never told on him either.
Not until this moment.
The first time I brought it up.
You know, it's been several times.
Rest in peace, Mr. Simpson.
I'm going to say this. Bobby takes incredible photos, right? Really talented with various skill sets.
Is he?
But.
I'm not even challenging that. No. Pictures your thing?
No. But that's another thing that he's good at. He takes great photos. But I would say this. It's the third time I've seen it happen. What had just happened, Bobby?
Lens cap was on. It's not that crazy.
Third time.
Today?
Third time in a month.
That's not that crazy.
But where he's like confused. He's like, what's going on here? Why is it not working?
Oh, you do a lot of things before.
Yeah. It wasn't like
buttons and stuff.
Yeah. And he's like doing this, like this. He's like looking at it. What's going on? It's a new camera, new film. What's happening? New digital fucking film. What's happening?
You're a digital film.
Oh, boom.
Damn, I'm firing like that all night.
Zoom.
Easy.
It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. With me, almost as always on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
It is Big Joe.
That's fair.
How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm good.
Before we introduce the guests and anything, my question to you, how was the Deftones and how did you like R17?
What's R17? It's the venue?
The venue. Rooftop. The
venue is amazing.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Deftones were great.
Right. They're a great band live. I've only seen them once live. But
you like the Deftones?
I love the Deftones.
Really?
Yeah. I only know like 3 or 4 songs, but I do love them.
That's not really loving them.
I do love those songs.
I would argue it's not loving them.
I don't know. I could love songs.
I know 10 songs by the Foo Fighters, and I say I like them.
Well, how about this? The 3 or 4 songs that I know I love. So there you go.
Not loved them enough to go dig into the catalog, huh?
I don't know. No, there's so much music out there.
Too much time listening to Warrant's 6th studio album? What's wrong with you, Ralph? Get your priorities in order,
asshole. It would have been better if you could pronounce 6, but other than that...
6th.
As a couple
it wasn't easy.
Extra syllables in 6.
That wasn't good. 6th.
I'm hot in here now. All of a sudden, I'm hot again.
True that. Take off all your clothes, dude.
Take off all your clothes. Oi.
What are you trying to show up? Whatever, Amy.
Whatever, Amy. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you just let her know what you're working with your sheer shirt?
It's not cheer.
Yeah.
Whatever. Amy.
Whatever. I mean, okay, Ralph. Okay.
Yeah. Enough already, Ralph.
And we got it, Ralph.
Yeah. I'm gonna Ralph.
Ralph. You see Ralph Sheer shirt, Shannon?
Is it Sheer? It's not Sheer.
First of all, he's trying to act like he's just wearing a white t-shirt, but that's an expensive shirt because it's got this pattern on it.
No, no. It's
that's
a.
It's partially
a,
Sheer.
It's not Sheer.
It's absolutely Sheer. It's absolutely Sheer.
It
want
true?
Me to show you where your
nips
are? I'll show you where they are.
They're right.
And I'll show you where the nipple babies are around, the little little bumps around it.
Now, yeah, now I'm self-conscious.
Dude, I could count
self-conscious at all, dude. You love it so much.
Now I'm putting my jacket.
Jay, let's count his bumps.
Put the AC back on.
Yeah, let's see which one of your nipples has more bumps.
This one does, I think.
Ew. You counted before?
No,
that's weird.
I see it more often.
What a psycho. Why don't you put it over your shoulders? Why don't you tie it around your waist? Like fucking.
Right now, I feel like a girl that got naked and then you made her put her clothes back on.
I didn't make you do anything, dude. I like your shirt off.
You're shaming me.
You look like fucking Dylan from 90210.
Oh, I thought you were going to say our Dylan. I was very upset.
Like young Dylan? You wish, dude.
Really?
That guy's a piece.
Dylan? Yeah, Dylan.
Dylan's a good-looking dude. He's a good-looking dude. Yeah. All right, let's introduce our guests. Immediately to my right, I believe... Second or third time on the show.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not sure.
We did a pepper challenge last time I was on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was rough.
That was more rough than we thought.
That was really rough.
Yeah. Raw jalapeno. I've done so many peppers that they say are hotter than jalapenos, and that one hit hard.
It was all the seeds.
It was the seeds.
We did so many seeds.
That was rough. Yeah. That was rough. And also, not only a stand-up, the host of the Scissor Brothers podcast, which is the strangest name of a podcast.
The strange show.
It's a very weird show. Deservedly so.
It's two trans guys that scissor each other. Is that
Ralph,
the idea?
Could you please?
That's what I thought.
In today's climate.
Where'd the name come from?
So the name actually...
He's like, we're both trans.
We're both trans, guys. Funny story. So we were doing a podcast. Before we had a podcast together, we were doing each other's podcasts. And he was on an episode of Jeremiah Wonders. And he goes, hey, I have those same pair of scissors. And I go, oh, we're Scissor Brothers. And so that episode, we trimmed each other's pubic hair with the scissors. And instead of like a blood pact, it was a pube pact, and we became Scissor Brothers that day.
Wow. Has it caught on to others?
Absolutely. You have fans that have absolutely done this together, right?
I don't know. This is our symbol, like to get good energy going. This is called scissoring right here.
It's also the same symbol people do to wave off, you know? People that are trying to attack them.
You know, we do a lot of one, two, just to get people's energy and stuff up. So we do that at live events, and we encourage people to do it with us along.
But not at live events. I'm saying that story's known to all the fans.
I don't know.
The pube pact itself must have been made by fans.
I'm hoping so.
And
but
please
we
tell me
had...
you sell scissors.
No, we don't sell scissors.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, do we have to do everything?
They're sharp objects at a show. It's kind of
It is weird to sell scissors.
Sell scissors online, not at a show. Make your own Scissor Brothers scissors for pube hair.
What if somebody kills somebody with the Scissor Brothers scissors?
Yeah. You don't want
to be what part a great of a fucking news story that
not
is.
Not the best promo.
Nice, Ralph. Do you have a heart at all?
No. No, ask any woman that's ever dated me. No, the answer is no.
He goes, and playing in that dead pedophile's car was Gas Digital Network, everybody. The SDR show playing in the background. All press is good press.
That's right. I'd stand
SDR
by it.
SDR show, podcast for pedos.
It's like that guy that, you know, the Subway shooter that got caught, right? And he ate at a restaurant in the neighborhood and they saw him there.
McDonald's.
No, but before then, I think it was he was at Veselka. He was in Veselka first.
Nice.
And the guy from Veselka.
So at least he supported the
Ukraine. Yeah. The guy that owns Veselka went out on social media. He didn't order anything here. He didn't eat here. He just walked in and walked out. He didn't want the press.
He didn't even support the Ukraine.
He is against the Ukraine.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He went in there and said, Putin's got some good ideas, and ran out and farted before he left.
That is a strange way to do it, but that is exactly what he did.
That guy's
I'll take three potato pancakes to go, please.
Look at Lainey straightened her hair. Who are you trying to.
Wow, I just noticed that. How did I miss that?
Trying to get a slice of Byron over there because he can suck his own dick?
I like the hair. Lady
nothing makes
great.
A Jew broad's hair go straight like a Hispanic guy that could suck his own dick.
Yeah, you came in curly. And then directly in front of me, which is speaking of where we get names from,
mention yesterday.
Well, you got to get closer to that mic, please.
I heard your little mention of my name yesterday, and I was chuckling because I'm like, they are going to be wildly disappointed when they learn that my name is not from raunchy porn.
Damn. That's what everyone would think.
Yes.
Whatever Amy comes from, hey, whatever.
Whatever goes.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a goat needs fucking.
What?
Whatever, Amy.
Where does it come from?
So when I...
Get very close to the
send
mic,
it
please.
To whatever, Amy.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
So when I was starting my Twitter handle, like in 2015, I needed a name. And I was just like, you know, whatever is just a nice way of saying fuck you. So I'm like, whatever, Amy. And that's just how it came to be. super boring.
Well, it's not boring. You all thought there was some sort of raunchy connotation there.
I know,
there.
I'm sorry.
I did not think that.
She's like, now my last name, Felching, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That is what you think.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
That's sucking cum out of butts.
Sure.
Ralph, don't act like you didn't know that.
I didn't know
If
that.
You act like you didn't know it, now it's because I think you did it. I know what it's called, but I've never done it. I just know
well,
it's
by
called.
The way,
you playing silly like you don't know what it was makes me think you did
with
it.
With your nips out, you silly slut.
Yeah, is that even a thing, Felching? Like, right? Yeah, like, come out of the butthole?
Like,
that's
who,
nuts.
Like, who would do that, and how would you do it? You'd have to, like, show me, right?
If I'm watching your nips get hard, I'll tell you the story, freak. You freaky
His
asshole.
His nips went from 6 to midnight.
I honestly did not know. I know you think I'm lying now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Look, I'm not whatever Ralph. I won't do anything.
Whatever, dude. Also, I've decided this week I'm calling all compilations compilation, no matter what it is.
I stand behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. Jeremiah was there for that.
Yeah.
Straight up compilations of everything.
But not of just...
It doesn't have to be sexual.
Well, compilation,
our
that's
porn
a term
things.
For where there's just compilations of cum shots.
Right, makes sense.
If you call every compilation a compilation, doesn't that just bring humor into the world?
Yes.
That's all we can do.
That's fair. That's what we're here for.
One word at a time, I could find a way to put a jizz quote in there of some sort.
That's fair enough. I do think that the Felching comment
mm-hmm.
leads us nicely into what we're doing tonight. We're bringing back a game that went over very well the last time we did it, which is
mm-hmm.
we are going to be Shannon has found interesting sexual positions on Urban Dictionary,
mm-hmm.
and we are all going to try and guess what they are based on the title. Only we have not seen them, and whoever gets closest wins. The others have to drink or take some clothes off.
We have an option.
We have the option. We all have the same option.
Ralph,
we
why don't do. You peel down, dude? You know you want to show the fucking
show,
runner's
show
bump.
Lefty. Show bump.
Dude, why don't
lefty?
You hang dick on the show once? One of us should.
I don't have a hang.
It's not going to be me.
I don't have a hang.
Ralph, come on, dude. Want me to work you up a little bit first?
That would be fine. I would do that. Then we're talking.
Do want me to work like a
you
fluffer?
Up? Do you want me to squeeze the base? So you get all the...
get all the... Yeah. Come back. Let me ask you one question, then we'll get the game started.
What? Am I really willing to...
Are you really willing
the base?
To fucking jerk
I would.
Up. Yes. I had a...
Just these two
really...
fingers, though. This is going to be all
that's
in your
gonna
bush.
It's going to be more than enough.
It's going to be
no,
combing
I'm
through your
trimmed.
Beaver.
You don't trim all the way down
untangling.
To the base. I trim to the base.
What do you mean, trim to the base?
I have no hair around my dick.
Bald?
Yeah, I'm bald.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
The whole area.
The whole
really?
Area.
Shut up, dude.
That's really good.
Come on. Shannon, did you know that? That's bizarre.
I did not know that.
Wait,
that's wacky, dude. For a white guy to do that is absolutely fucking insane.
I do it all the time.
You're
trim. Totally gone.
Yeah. My dick, the base of my dick, I shave, and my balls.
But where else? So where else are you saying?
You're saying the hair above your dick.
Oh, yeah, that too. All gone.
That's fucking wacky.
Always. Always been doing it my whole... For since... 20-something?
Dude, yeah. Every girl you've ever not seen after a while anymore tells people and laughs at that.
I'm okay with it. I prefer no hair.
Me too.
Wow.
No hair.
Holy shit, did I just get vindicated.
Well, I prefer less hair the better.
Christine,
well, Shannon...
Ralph shaves all of his dick hair off.
Right now, I'm winning. The two guys don't like it. The two girls are in.
Yeah.
Shannon and whatever Emmy would be disappointed in my bush.
I mean, if you're going to do it anyway, it takes an extra 30 seconds, not even.
It's weird to have that
weird.
Be bald.
That's just much more comfortable.
You see the little baby dick?
It's cute. I pet it.
What a weirdo. Bobby, you have dick hair, right?
Yeah.
I don't have I keep it all like very manicured, my whole situation, but
I think
dick
it seems
hair.
Even more... more job involved to actually keep that area manicured and clean than just shave it all.
I don't have to
off.
Trim it down. It
you don't have
overgrow.
A lightning bolt above your penis.
Yeah, I shave two lines in like Vanilla Ice eyebrows.
Yeah.
Are you Bobby?
It makes it look fast.
Bobby, do you not trim at all? Do you what? You do what he does? You
he
leave
trims.
It upstairs. You leave the upstairs in.
Yes.
That seems fucking.
And weird. I go Bic razor.
I don't do. I know you do Bic razor, which
you
to me is
it?
Insane.
Yeah.
That's fucking it. Insane. He stretches
my,
out
my
his,
beans
he
my,
stretches out
my,
his ball
my
hair and fucking Bic razors. And I'm the weirdo.
That's not crazy.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I bet you this. We asked 20 different guys. No one bick hair. No one bicks their fucking balls.
Listen, I go
and at least 30% of them are gonna shave everything.
What else would you use?
I go to the barber like a gentleman.
Just any type of
razor.
They're saying like to use.
I have him spread my
sack. Argument is that you should only trim his down as like
old school. Old school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
we'll take you. Puts but I'm like, no, I don't have the balls. My balls.
He puts a hot towel on.
Use a razor on him, of course.
I don't know what they think bick razors do. It's not a fucking straight razor. I'm not initiating into a Mexican goddamn gang.
Yeah.
he does the old school,
The white powder,
but that's
a leather strap.
But no, but the big, it's I don't know what you think so crazy. I think
it's a
using
razor.
The electric clippers. If you're going down as low as no cover on them,
I take the no cover, right? But then I put
think
it
that's whack.
But I put it as far away from the base as
possible. Okay, I still think that's pretty. Like
I've never
that's
hurt
scary,
myself with that ever.
That you'd nick yourself on that or get the hair pulls. This just like. It's like shaving like your neck. It's nothing.
Let's trade. We'll shave each other. We'll do the Scissor Brothers, but I'll do electric razor.
You want to shave you?
And why not? Let's do that.
You could try each other's technique.
And so you both, when you did that to each other, you both keep the top full or neat.
The on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a little bush.
I think that's weirder.
No one wants hair in their mouth.
I just think it looks weirder to me. I don't know.
It's like that
look
part,
at Shannon's face. She's disgusted.
The part where there's
what Amy just said. Yeah. No one wants hair.
No one wants hair in the mouth.
I agree with you. No part where their your mouth
what,
would be
are
as
you
their
a
hair.
Professional or something?
Are you gonna lick above my dick?
Yeah.
Well, the mouth goes to the base.
And hairs can dislodge.
Oh, Shannon, fuck right off. This is insane what you're saying.
I love that I was vindicated immediately by the two women in the room.
Good. I'm so happy, Ralph. You have to tell women you got hit by a lightning bolt or something. You fucking weirdos want to fuck this cadaver?
I powdered it up right over like the kid from...
Oh, it's so odd. Just a greasy naked
guy. I have
guy.
Alopecia. It's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, really? Good Lord. That's so weird. Ralph's totally bald pecker.
In the chat room.
Sorry, my penis
in the chat
power
room.
Lines.
What are they saying in the chat room? They're going to side with Jay because they all love fucking
it's a little bit divided. First, Sarah said, I don't mind a trim dude.
Sure. Of course.
Fake dick bitch says, Jay, you're supposed to be a degenerate. I'm fucking 50 and completely chicken parts down there.
What does that mean?
It means that they're shaved.
Ugh.
Bicking your ball seems dangerous, said Sarah.
A woman's going to say that. They
do
don't
you use
it.
Any like shaving cream or soap?
It seems like a really involved process.
By the way, they're always bald pretty much, so every couple of days, I sit, it does nothing. It feels like it's not doing anything. So
wait
I'm
a minute.
Rid of the...
You also do it every couple of days?
Yeah, so it doesn't grow
out
so much.
It takes that talk about something taking 10 seconds, genuinely.
I do a full trim like once every week or two. I'll do it, and that's it.
You got to make time for yourself, right?
Every leap year, I shave my bush.
Yeah.
On the fortnight.
Sometimes you got to have a me day,
only
you know?
On a blood moon.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR Show. They've been hanging out with us for a while now, and that is MePod.com. My newest favorite vape pen, everyone's newest favorite vape pen over here at Gas Digital. Now, I will warn you that these products do contain nicotine, and that's addictive if you're rad or tattooed or want to have those things. If you want to be cool like your Uncle Jay.
Or be a puss and
or
don't
a
do
nerd
it.
Like Uncle Ralph. If you want to wake up and run and not have great pull, great flavors, and feel like you're holding a semi-soft to semi-hard cock in your hand.
More semi-hard or more semi-soft?
More semi-hard than more semi-soft.
Okay, fair enough.
It's pretty rigid, though. Listen, they have refillables, they have disposables, they have a wide variety of flavors, and they also have a bunch of vaping options for 420 consumers, too, because we know if you're listening to this, you're probably pretty radical. Lastly, MePod has fast shipping with most orders shipping out the same day. How's that? So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you'll love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports our show by going and getting yourself a little chode of vape over at MePod.com, MIPOD.com. And if you use the promo code SDR, you'll get 15% off that order. Once again, that's MePod, MIPOD, promo code SDR for 15% off. That is quite a deal.
Go to MIPOD and feel so alive.
Shannon, cut that out. Let's get back into it.
By the way, let me ask you this question. Tell me if I'm being an asshole, and then we'll start the game.
You're being an asshole.
Okay. I had a chick sleepover. First time in a while. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it's usually dudes.
Usually dudes.
Alive or dead?
Well, started out alive.
Okay.
It was, if I was going to design the worst person in the world to sleep next to, mm-hmm. it would be this woman.
No,
snoring,
no.
Coughing fits in her sleep.
Okay.
Every once in a while, words.
Right.
And crazy movements, okay. Like really erratic movements. to me, it's ending our relationship in my mind because I could never, I know I can never sleep next to this girl. I'm very attracted to her, but I will never do that again. I ended up taking my pillow and sleeping on the couch because I couldn't sleep. Am I being an asshole that I know I never want to spend any, I can't do that again.
No, you're more of the asshole for switching rooms. If you switch rooms, though, you're counting on the idea that you're probably never
going to sleeping.
No, I got you. But I don't know.
I thought
you try to muscle through.
I thought you were going to end the story with you took your pillow and you just
I killed her. I mean, it was like she was like, like that kind of stuff. Like
I watched the life leave her eyes, and I think her soul leapt into mine.
Am I an asshole?
Does that make me an asshole?
So I don't think I'm going to see her again. I don't think I'm going to see her again.
So I buried the body.
You don't think so? You're making the call?
Well, I think she probably agrees.
She woke up alone.
Yeah, she woke up alone
at a stranger's house. That probably ruled. And then you go, hey, hot chick, sorry, but you make a lot of freaky noises and you're very ugly.
You can't say that to someone either. I just ghosted him. I wasn't sleeping well, so I came out here is what
That's
I said.
Better. Just ghost
I feel
him.
Like she wasn't putting her best foot forward because I know like the first night I would stay over with someone that I liked,
you
I would be like, I am not, I'm like, I'm not going to snore. I'm not going to do anything. Like I would probably not sleep the entire time just so I could wake up and like put some makeup on and like be refreshed.
Oh, I get that for sure. Don't fully fall asleep and start
woofing. I'm not eating anything that'll make me like pass gas. I'm going to be on my best fucking behavior.
Well, she wasn't any of that.
And I'm going to be, I'm not snoring. I'm not sleeping with my mouth open. I'm going to be the best.
So you just look angelic.
It is the great, one of the greatest things that having like, I guess for Jeremiah, a wife, for me, a long-term girlfriend is like, The idea of entertaining a new person into sleeping,
man, like, it's a lot.
That does not
sounds.
I know what I do in my sleep, and I'm like, this. You have to really, really be into me.
I told you that it was like three, four years ago. Where a girl slept over for the first time, and I said, "Did you sleep okay?" And she went, "You were farting a lot."
Oh wow!
And then I never saw that girl again.
Also, you're my dad's friend.
Yeah. Those both are true. Those both are very true.
Also, it's weird. You're sort of my dad's friend.
Yeah.
You're my dad's friend that he calls Old Ralph.
Also, by the way, because we do get every time we do a new show in studio, they ask. We do have fan fiction for later. We'll read it later. We have it here. Erotic fan fiction.
He's been killing.
They've been doing pretty well enough that where every time a new one's coming in studio, every time we're taping in studio, I get a substantial amount of questions.
Last time we did, the girl genuinely couldn't read.
Well, that was not a fair assessment. She couldn't read. And especially because I asked.
There's nothing hotter than illiteracy.
Jay shamed me for saying, you know, are we sure that she's the right person for this? And that I was the asshole for asking. And then I'd say she got 40% of the words right.
Oh, no.
It was just when she got them bad. It wasn't that she'd get one bad, and you could see that
hit Jen's her. Jen's already laughing, by the way.
That would hit her somewhere in the guts where she would go into a panic, and then sometimes just say a final eight words that weren't on the page.
Yeah, she was adding
just
words.
She was just
reverting back to second grade when you had
riffed.
To like read outside of the class.
She's adding umlauts to stuff.
Yeah, she goes, he goes, and then he seemed confused.
At one point, I was going like this. I'm like,
and then he wanted to do some other stuff and some other things. And like, that's not on the paper at all. Yeah, it was.
By the way, there's another time that I was immediately vindicated. Like the penis shaving.
Why were you vindicated?
Because you said you shamed me for saying she might not be the right person to do this, that we should have Shannon do it. And you said,
oh, I get it. You're saying the thing that's funny was that we made fun of this lady and her inability to read.
No, that I was.
Oh, I didn't realize we punched down like that. My bad. No, I apologize. I didn't notice. I thought this was my woke podcast. Okay.
Fair enough.
No.
All right. So,
Wow. Wow, Ralph.
This is why people think you hate me, Jay.
Wow.
This is why.
Wow. Shannon?
Wow. I nailed it right there. All right, Channing, you ready to do this?
Wait, can I just say, for that episode that we're talking about, for anyone who's a subscriber, you should listen to the one that the free version so you can hear the ads because
I said I said a word wrong in the ad and Jay destroyed me.
I cried for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that well now. We should, like, you know what? Can you do me a favor not to talk shop on this? Send me that clip so I can play it. We have to make it a video of that, an audio emoji of that. Okay. Anyway, let's get this game started, Shannon.
Okay, one moment.
Ooh, I like this. I will say that's fantastic. Did you do that, Shannon?
I had it done.
It's still fantastic.
Does that count?
It does count.
It would
I love
be more
it.
Fantastic if you did it, but I'll accept it.
Yeah. I also think, you know, for the audio listener, there should have been a VO on that.
Yes, you're right.
That's all I'm saying. Not to talk shop in front of everybody.
Play it again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jay, do the VO.
Yeah.
Do you guys like sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
I know I do.
Do you like the Urban Dictionary and Talking Black?
I can't wait to be held down and choked.
It's time for the Guess the Urban Dictionary.
The what?
Guess the Urban Dictionary sex term.
Oh, yeah.
Let's begin.
And now, Ralph.
Oh. Wow. Can you say that again?
And now, Ralph. Take it away, Ralph.
You know that I was told very early on in my radio career to not use my real name because it's so disgusting.
It is an awful name.
It's an awful
name. But, you know, your mother loved your brother more.
Yeah, well, it's right. You have in the Syrian Jew world, mm-hmm. you have to name of the living of the father, no matter what. The first
I didn't know that you guys followed strict Syrian laws.
My father did.
I had no
My
idea.
My father did.
No, I thought you were just Iron Maiden fan idiots.
From Ralph?
No, I'm just saying, your family.
All of us Iron Maiden fan idiots?
Okay. Your mom's not a Maidenhead.
Not even a
Shut up, dude.
Come on, man.
Shut
the fuck Don't you talk dude. About Leah.
Dude. Leah Sutton, those big fake gazongs. Never use those to get backstage to a Dawkins show.
No, maybe to like a Johnny Mathis show or something
Hell
like that.
Yeah.
No,
you don't want to find out. What
I'm fucking, sure.
You know what? She had to get implants because you don't want to know what Wayne Newton did to the originals.
she had the jungle fever for most of her life, my mom.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
All so growing up, great. She only dated black dudes.
That explains why you're tall.
I never told you that.
You think some of that black dude jizz got on top of your dad when it went in there?
Mixed in.
And it only hit you? It gave your brother a huge hairy cock, you a baby, a bald anyway, baby pecker.
Cat. That's why I have
You're
to
six
share.
Foot
that's
seven, and he's 5 foot one.
So I have to shave my fucking dick all the time. It's big.
Yeah, you wouldn't see a carrot in a bush, would you? A baby carrot.
My mom, because the Syrian sides are pretty racist. Syrian Jews, they're very.
I was hoping.
You know, like only within the community.
Yes.
When invite my mom,
I'm happy. Thank you. I never use that thing next to your elevator that says Jew machete.
Jew.
When I've walked in, I appreciate
it's
that.
Very
always.
Nice. Yeah. They would say
it's
to my
glass, you have to break it
in case of Jew emergencies.
Yeah.
If they ever invited my mom to like a wedding or bar mitzvah, whatever the fuck was happening, they would not give her a plus one. God forbid she might bring a black person. They wouldn't do it. And
to
then
a charity event?
No, to like a bar mitzvah or you know, what wedding, the family, someone's getting married.
And that
know?
Was our church.
Yeah. And then a couple of my uncles asked me, our cousins rather, is your mom normal yet?
Right.
Oof, that's pretty
well.
Oof.
Is she?
She's not. Well, now she is. She's dating she's married to a white guy, so maybe she's normal.
But she's still banging black dudes.
Still banging black dudes on the side, though.
Hell yeah.
That's the way she go, mom.
Got to get you some. Yeah. Once you feels that feels, you know?
She and Shannon, I learned today, told me that you need to get those fake knockers replaced every 10 years. I don't think my mom's.
Not only are you aware of that, it was a whole thing on this show several times.
It was?
Get them replaced.
No, that I know that she did. But I thought you had to get them replaced for just some...
You think it was just me?
No, I thought there was a reason you had to get them replaced.
Well, that's the general rule, but my first set I had for almost 20 years.
And does something happen? Is there a potential for some toxic shit?
Or? Not toxic, but, you know, the gravity still sets in, and, like, I had saline before, so, like, one was a little less full than the other. I mean, after 20 years, like... Right.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Do you think there might be a mosquito in Shannon's that if we extract DNA, we can make Jurassic
you can make
Park?
Jurassic Park boobies?
Where's Shannon's titty? There.
It finds a way. Life finds a way.
Tits. Find a way.
Wow.
That's pretty accurate.
Find a way.
You know what? We've got so off topic. I think we need to say that great intro again.
Oh, hell yeah.
I took it off.
All right, fine.
Hey, well, fuck.
God damn it, Shannon.
We can only have one thing on the computer at a time.
I was trying to make room so everything didn't go slow.
That's what we do here.
Well, we need new computers here, too. Speaking of shop.
Wait, if you keep talking, I'll be able to find it and bring it back in.
Okay. Talking stuff.
Words Take coming out of my out. Mouth.
Whatever. Amy's here.
And adding more okay. time with
it's
words.
Not what you think. It's just a Twitter right, handle.
Jeremiah, super boring.
You should back into it now and just embrace
Ralph's
it.
Ralph's mom's exactly. got huge jugs.
Big old jugs.
Big old titties.
I heard they never stopped giving milk. It's some sort of a medical mystery.
They wrote a book about it.
They they study his mom for science. That's how she finally met a white guy.
I go back for snacking.
Ralph misses all his black stepdads. Tyrone, Lucas, Luke Cage.
Terrell.
Luke Cage. Right, I'm taking this off again. I'm fucking hot. I don't
Hell
care.
Yeah,
make
dude.
Fun
Bring
of
out those go. Nips,
oh,
you
Oh, dude,
whore.
Are you wet nursing?
Look oh, my God. It's fucking hot as shit.
Good for you.
Okay, here you go.
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll presents.
I thought we were doing the thing. A new game that's taking over America. Guess the Urban Dictionary sex term.
Say what?
Yes, the Urban Dictionary sex term.
Hell yeah.
Take it away, Ralph.
So, drinking and taking clothes off, and there's two options.
That's a pretty good me. That's a better me than average, I think.
Begin.
Impression Master. It's Mark Norman off the charts.
Hey, I don't know.
So good.
Comedy.
That's all you have to say.
I'm Kevin Hart.
That's pretty damn good.
It's so detailed, accurate.
Pretty good.
If anyone's going
to
get a Ralph,
trying
it's
to do
be
another special out here. Spesh. Give it a goog.
It almost also, though, has some Dennis Miller-esque right. vibes to
That's
it.
That's not what an impressionist wants to hear.
I'm just saying. All that. The other I could now realize
that
he's not a little
What are you, wine tasting it? I'm getting flicks of a James Corden.
Wow.
But like a nutty. Like
you're
a nuttier...
showing how well you taste wine by using the word flicks.
Huh?
Flicks?
I don't know about wine, Ralph. The girls I fuck are American.
They don't drink wine?
No.
Okay,
they drink White Claws, dude.
There we go. That makes sense.
Take that, Syrian.
Yeah. Take that, you Syrian fuck.
Yeah.
I don't play your weird vampire games.
Would you like some wine?
I hate wine, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can I interest you in Campaign? The new canned sparkling rosé from Jacob's Family's Company, Campaign. Half a bottle of wine per can.
Oh, yeah, you said
that's
that.
Right
that's
up my
right.
alley.
Yeah.
Campaign.
I mean, rules. It's whatever, a half Amy, a bottle of wine per can, meaning the can is that big or meaning it has the amount of alcohol
no,
per can?
No, a can that big has a half a bottle of wine's worth of alcohol in it.
Well, oh, I got it.
It's just two glasses.
Right. Yeah. So
if you,
that's nothing.
But if you drink four cans of that, which isn't crazy.
Plastered.
Fucked.
It's like drinking two bottles of wine.
Yes.
I could drink two bottles of wine.
Hell yeah.
But what is...
Whatever, Amy.
I mean...
Very original.
Whatever.
Whatever.
She keeps trying to top me. I could drink three bottles of wine. Whatever, Amy.
Yeah, but you're drinking tequila. There's
where's this tequila?
Terrible
tequila
things would happen if I drank tequila.
You want me to body shot it off Ralph? I will.
Give me another more month or two of running, and then you can do that.
Oof.
Well, while Jay's doing that, we can remind people of the rules of the game.
All right, go ahead, Shannon. Hit it.
I'm going to be so yoked so soon, dude. When my tea starts kicking in. With my test, I'm going to fuck your shit up, Ralph.
Oh, man, I think you're just going to fuck me.
I'm going to come in hostile one day. I'm going to roid rage on you, dude.
By the way, on my other podcast, my Moe the Monster, what do we call it? What do you call it?
Moe the Monster is a person.
Juice Head and the
Juice
Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster.
Right, there you go. Marcus, who is a trained fighter.
Is he now?
He is.
Is that pussy?
Train fighter.
Really? Yeah. Why is he not here right now, that pussy?
I'll tell him he said that.
Yeah, why don't you? Get him on the horn and let him know. Jeremiah Watkins says, fuck you. And the horse you came in
with. Trained fighter, but he's smaller than me. He's probably 5'11".
So we can fuck him up.
Right. We are going. He thinks he can make me. Now, if it was a fight with actual punching and kicking, he'll kill me.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Okay.
But just wrestling.
Thumb wrestling?
No, just wrestling. And I have no fighting experience whatsoever.
No body
swords?
Hair. No
you
fighting
don't?
Experience.
No.
You're completely slick.
Yeah, he thinks he can tap me out in under a minute.
He's a jiu-jitsu guy?
He is a Muay Thai guy.
Oh. But he's not jiu-jitsu at all?
He has some jiu-jitsu. But not like his experience is Muay Thai. And
some
also,
jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. I think I can last a minute. I don't think I'd win, but
a minute.
No,
you're definitely not going to last. I'm more thinking in terms of how many times he'll get you to tap in a minute. Because all I could draw this from is Lewis, when he had the thing with Mickey Gall, did it to him crazy fast.
But Mickey Gall's a bigger guy.
He's like Lewis's size.
Right, Lewis's size.
No, I got you. It doesn't matter, dude. Like, Bisbing is a big guy, too. I understand, but it's not about that. It's the size so much. It's with jiu-jitsu and wrestling stuff. I learned this as an adult.
Technique.
It's technique and skill.
All the way.
I understand. So I'm telling you what Bisbing said. This always stuck with me when he said this on Skanks. He was like, when Lewis came to his house before the fight he had against Ryan O'Neal, I guess, he was like, Lewis was like, see if you could tap me out like three times or something in a minute, or less than three times in a minute. So Lewis already goes in that knowing he can do it, but three times in a minute is like pretty good. And he said, Michael Bisping thought that was Hamadi. He was like, that was such a crazy low number to him.
Really?
How he thought he was going to beat Lewis. That he was like, Lewis must be like training hard and doing really good or something. That's like three times. So I was like, I don't want to be like embarrassed. He was like, let's make it like six times or something like that in a minute. And he was like, all right. And then he said, the second they engaged, I know he's exaggerating a bit, but he said, he knew he could do it 30 times.
But let me say this.
It's that. It's like
Michael Bisping, you know, is at a different level.
But you don't know anything.
I know anything. I know nothing.
That's when you have to lay on the ground like.
I'm telling you the dumbest thing, dude.
I'm going to just try and ball up and hold my body close.
But I'm saying, like, you won't realize that you're giving up an arm and you're giving up an arm. You're giving up your back.
We're filming it for the show. I just don't think. I think I can last a minute. I'm much, so much bigger.
Without being tapped at all.
In a minute, yeah. No. But we're not doing anything but wrestling, nothing else.
Okay, but he could choke you and stuff.
Yeah, he could choke you.
Yeah, you're gonna.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna be done for sure.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Good luck.
What are you applauding, Byron, that he's gonna be willing to do it? I think it's good he's willing to do it, but I think he's underestimating like how much he's gonna lose. Yeah. It's a different thing, dude. I'm telling you, I don't know. Christ only knows. I mean, Lewis probably because he's training so much. But like me and him got into like an angry, physical fight. God only knows, but if it was like a real, like a fight, like in a ring fight with like where he's going, he could end me by like a knee bar or something. He'll get me.
But
I don't
also
know what I'm doing.
Like Lewis, like I wouldn't do it. Lewis has,
of course, he's also big,
much bigger. He's nowhere near as big as me.
I'm just telling you, it's a weird.
I think I have
people that know it. People that know it know it.
They have 100 pounds on him. 100 pounds.
Okay.
I don't know.
I get the argument.
Be able to maneuver yourself around that person.
How big is he?
I can't say for sure. I think he's about 5'10".
Just sit
and
on.
And how much will he weigh?
If I had to guess, he's 160. He's small.
There is a thing to the idea that, like, yeah, he's just not strong enough to put, but, like, he might be.
Shannon, you look up his
160
Instagram.
Pounds, also, by the way, could be very, very strong. That's also the big thing.
He's a strong guy. He's not jacked.
No, I know, but I'm saying a strong guy, dude, all he needs to do is pull your arm away from your body.
That's
it's
him.
Over. Yeah, he's going to fuck you.
He looks frightening.
He looks frightening, but it's just like, this guy's a badass.
He's soulless.
He looks like Dalsum from Street Fighter.
He really does like his arms extend 40 feet apiece.
Well, we'll see. He's overly confident that he's going to destroy me in under 30 seconds.
He is, but I'll come and cheer for you like a pretty girl.
I think I'm going to last a minute.
Come on, Ralph.
Oh, my Ralphie, don't you hurt him, BB.
All right, let's start the game.
We'll not the money maker. Not my BB's money maker.
You're going to kill him.
All right, let's get this game started, Shannon.
Okay, so I have 10 different terms that are sexual acts or sexual positions found on Urban Dictionary. I'm going to say the term, and then everyone's going to take their guess of what they think the term is. Lord. The winner is the person that gets the closest to it, and you guys can argue who you think gets closest to it, because no one's going to guess it. Then the people who lose each round, if they are, I believe it's just Ralph and Jay that are drinking.
Yeah, so Bobby, can you get me a tequila glass?
I'll drink.
And so will Amy.
Just
a white cloth.
Okay, so the person who loses will have a drink and then or take off an article of clothing, whatever they feel.
Oh, sweet son of a bitch.
I just noticed that whatever Amy is not whatever when it comes to white cloth. She didn't like the first flavor at all.
That's fair. There's some bad ones.
Oh, you don't like when a woman makes choices.
Well, not whatever.
Voting for Roe v. Wade.
That's not whatever. That's not whatever. That's very specific.
Ralph. We're going to have to bring politics.
That's only this Amy, not whatever Amy.
Shut up, pro-life Ralph. Who's this asshole all of a sudden?
Hey, life begins at conception. Let's get started.
Damn, dude. You haven't been the same since you came back from begging the Supreme Court to reverse abortion laws.
Ever since you started shaving
your dick,
we
fought the good fight.
I'll tell you what. Hairy Dick Ralph wouldn't have done that.
Dude, he was
this
way
sounds
cooler,
like bald
man.
Dick Ralph.
You
shit.
Didn't know Hairy Dick Ralph. Hairy Dick Ralph was an asshole.
All right. First term is Mexican pancake.
Whoa. Mexican pancake.
Mexican pancake.
All right, so I think the fair way to do this is to go in various orders. Why don't we start with Amy, and we'll go around this way the first time. Amy, whatever you think a Mexican pancake is.
I'm going to say sprinkling taco seasoning on your dick and then having the girl lick it off.
That was what I was going to say. All right, I'll think of a different one.
Okay.
I'll do a different one.
Jay, you go.
I was going to say it's a term for just a flat ass.
Ooh, good one.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking no tits on a Spanish girl.
Oh, good one, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. That's what was my guess.
I think it's.
I think he's drinking.
I think it's coming in a in somebody's horchata.
That's not bad.
I like to tell you the thing I was thinking of is a pancake. I was thinking that where it's like so where like you come on the person's stomach and then like stamp it in or something, like a pancake.
Well, you're changing. Are you changing your?
No. Okay. I'm saying a flat ass.
Okay, Shannon.
The answer is when a man shoots his load on a woman's face, waits for it to dry as if it's a skin treatment,
right,
then peels it off and feeds it to her. No syrup necessary.
Okay. Wow. I don't know where the Mexican
is. Okay,
so I think Jeremiah wins because his is the closest one to jizz. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make an argument that maybe mine was the closest.
Right? I mean, jizz was involved. That I have to say
I said ass, though, and the word flat.
You're right. You're right.
So just
right,
keep
I'm doing tequila with Jay.
I don't get the Mexican part of it. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Round one goes to Jeremiah.
She's drinking and not getting naked, Ralph. All now right. You have to get naked.
Oof. I don't like it.
I can't even smell it.
Yuck.
Tequila.
That is, what tequila is that?
I'm not sure.
Bad kind.
It's not a good tequila. That's not my Milagro.
It's my fault. I didn't tell him what type to buy.
Ooh, real great. Exactly. Who'd you trust it to? Byron, you crazy psycho?
Come on. He bought some weird Mexican pancake tequila.
Probably Ripple.
Hey there, responsible adults.
Yes.
Are you over the age of 21?
Oh, yes, yes.
Are you living in the States where Delta 8 is legal?
Who doesn't, dude? Just hillbillies, probably.
Probably. I wonder what states are not legal for Delta 8.
Look it up, dude. Ain't no place you're looking for real estate.
We call those flyover states.
Hell yeah.
If you want to
grow our corn and let us hang out and have sex with 17-year-old girls.
And don't waste
and
our Delta 8.
Delta 8.
You fucking idiots.
Just fucking plow the fields, dipshit. Go fuck your cousin and leave me alone.
If you want to get high, really high.
Who don't?
Really super duper legally high.
I'll take some of the buzz out. You know me, some part of me's in it for the action, but okay.
It kind
of legal's nice. I don't want to go to jail, you know.
It takes a little off the edge.
Yeah, I like the thrill, you know. You never know if you got a break. 5-0, we're all going 18 different ways. I got to turn into a bat.
That's a great way to get out of it, right?
Oh, totally. That's why all my black friends hate me. They always get caught.
Yeah, and you leave them all behind?
Gonski. Like a bat, got the stash.
Did you say Gonski?
Gonskis. Oh, sorry. I lived in Poland for a couple hundred years, dude.
Well, now it's time to go to yoDelta.com.
Sure is.
Where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8.
I have the laboratory here. I had a bunch of naked black women putting powders in bags, you know, like New Jack City. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anybody not to steal. You know?
It's naked women, you know who's not in there?
Oh, whatever, Amy.
Amy's not in there.
You fall for that one again? Oh, she got me about 60 years ago when she was 20 years old. She came into my place, talked about all kinds of nudity, and then didn't make good with the puss. Oh, boy. Now, Ralph.
Forget the puss, not even the upstairs parts.
Ralph, I'd say if she doesn't get naked by the end of the show, you should throw an aggressive Hail Mary. Hang on, I'm charming him right now, Shannon. Ralph, look me in the eyes. He would never do this without me doing this. Ralph, look me in the eyes.
Yes?
If she does not get naked by the end of the show, get super weird and suggest he do it anyway, even though you've seen her making the I don't feel comfortable eyes.
You got it.
You push through all that with your manhood and tell her.
And my see-through nips.
Get it out, pig. You saw my nips. Jeremiah's weirding everybody out with his body. Time to make with the puss, whore.
Right,
okay, now wait, let me bring you out of it.
Get back into it.
Anyway, Ralph, what were you saying before?
I was talking about Delta 8,
Yes, Delta 8, Ralph.
Go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
What do you, not got the internet like a homo?
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get
you high.
Who
knows what it is, dude? It works.
Don't give a shit. Don't look too into it.
35% chance they just send you weed.
Go to yoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, get 25% off. That's yoDelta.com, promo code GAS.
Hit him one time now, yes.
25% off.
Get down.
And maybe get some weed.
Oh, dance split. Boom.
All right, let's get back into it. All right, what do we got, Jen?
Bartles and James.
Okay, next one is Space Dock Fondue.
Wow.
Oh, I know this.
Space Doc Fondue.
I got this for sure. This is when the two guys dock their dicks. Mm-hmm. We all know what
that
is. It's
got to be that.
And then when they pull back and their pre-cums kind of like separate. Like when, you know, when they show you how good a Pop-Tart is when they break it open?
Like it makes a little
string.
String.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Fuck. Thing. So that means that you have the.
That was amazing.
You have the joy of going first because mine was going to be something along those
lines. Was it now? That's what I would say if I was a fucking liar.
Like you said 30 seconds ago, you piece of shit. You
bald baby.
Mine was
going to
be in the anal family. All right,
so let's see. Space Doc Fondue.
Baby dick now, Ralph sucks.
I have to come up with a totally different thing now.
Oh, take that one, Ralph. You want to come with another one, dude?
I'm not. Can I not? It's, I can't say docking at all either, right?
Sure you can.
All right.
So if it's a different outcome. My big thing is, I think they're all the obvious thing. We're all going to say it's docking.
Docking.
With no hands. That's what space docking is. And then, but it's something with...
Liquid.
Yeah. So it's whatever the other thing is.
Okay, because here's what I'm going to say. Because of the fondue part. So there's some, they dock, but somebody ejaculates, and then he dips his dick into the cum for the fondue part, because that's what you do. So he's dipping his dick into the fondue of the other guy, of the cum of the other guy. You follow that?
Like, I do. I think you're closer than I am. I would change my answer now, but it's not mine to do.
I think it might be a double-sided dildo. The two butts are pushing together, and then each person licks the other ends of the...
Oh, good okay, guess. That's nice. That's a good guess.
I'll tell you what, when you go rogue on this...
I don't know, man.
You're not wrong. When you go rogue on...
It's a very Scissor Brothers answer. I gotta say.
When you go rogue, though, you won the last round, so...
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to be 2-for-2.
Amy, yours? Whatever Amy's?
I was going to go more along the anal lines, more of the, you know, I would say he comes in, I would say come in the ass and then lick it out, but like you're saying, like stick your tongue all the way in and then extract it.
All right. Well, let's see, Shannon.
This is a tough one. Okay. It's a long answer. Reserved for, quote, party situations.
Sounds good already.
Classic.
A space doc fondue occurs when a man who's taken a laxative shits watery diarrhea into the woman's vagina, transforming her into the fondue pot.
There we go.
When the pot is full, each man then dunks his, quote, hard pole into the pot so that it's covered in poo. After this, man's partner is tasked to lick the poo off of the penis as if it were a chocolate-covered banana. Yeah.
Okay, so now here's
you know what's funny? When you read it, now it all makes sense.
I'm horrified.
I feel
space
that
space dog fondue, dude. It's like all right there.
Who's actually done that?
Well, speak for yourself. I'll tell you who. Hairy Dick Ralph's done that.
Yeah. Can you imagine being can you imagine being at that party for the first time? And you're like, all right, guys,
it's space dog fondue time.
You guys in the fondue? He goes, I am.
I feel
is
that
a bread fondue
I
or
the
fruit thing. Is it just sweet or savory?
I had the fondue part right. In the dipping your dick in.
I think it's between you and Jeremiah.
Yeah, I think it's between us.
Did we solve this with an old-fashioned space talk? How do you say we solve this, guys?
I think they should be pew brothers
I'm
now.
Going to be a gentleman and give it to the guest.
Oh, that's nice.
On the condition...
Because he's baby hairless dick
on the
right
condition
now.
That right. Amy doesn't drink this round but removes an article of clothing.
Okay, that's fucking weird as shit.
Whoa.
And I got to say right now that I'm a worker bee. Ralph's the big dog.
I'm the big dog here. I own the whole
if
goddamn
we all get
company.
Called to HR, I have to say that you said that like that.
Well, it's on camera.
Down the hatch,
you don't
bastard.
Have to say anything.
All down right. the hatch, you sick fuck.
Is everything in?
Ralph Epstein, you have really outdone yourself today.
That is not good tequila. Sorry. What brand is that?
I'm going to take responsibility for that because I didn't
spell it. Just let me know what brand. I never want to accidentally buy that brand because that is harsh.
Yeah, tequila by Costco. Okay,
oh my god, it keeps hitting me
it's,
as it goes
it's
down.
It's Kirkland tequila.
Yeah, yeah. It's Kirkland tequila.
That's what it tastes like.
Tequila's tequila, dude.
Oh my god.
Bobby,
it's Cazadores? That's weird. That's
Cazadores. Shut right the fuck up.
I've heard of Cazadores.
That's the good stuff.
I don't like that at all.
This is 100% agave.
God damn it. I don't know what it is. That's hitting wrong. All right, Shannon, next one. So it's one who got the first round?
Jeremiah.
So Jeremiah's 2-0.
Yep.
Yeah. Holy shit.
2-for-2, that guy.
You get to keep your dick in your pants one more minute, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
One more minute.
We're gonna have to see that scissor trim cubes.
Every day here forward is a gift.
Next one is Lion King.
So simple.
Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I go first. This round,
Jeremiah's right? Waiting, so he should probably go first.
Do you want to do it that way? Skip me.
I think when it's when you come inside a woman and then you scoop the load out and then hold it over her head and then it drips on her face.
Yeah, I like that.
I was definitely going to incorporate the holding something up thing.
I feel terrible every time I say something out loud.
Amy, yours.
By the way, every time I say something out loud, I'm like,
yet you've been right all the time. Every time.
How do I follow that? Lion King. I'm going to say, I feel like this is another party trick. I feel like you're definitely.
Guy's party's rules.
Yeah.
Yo, Dugan's parents are so cool.
No, you jerk Jeremiah's off in your hand. Like you come in your hand. And you, I don't think you're going to drip it on anybody, but you're definitely like showing everyone your massive load. Like, look what I did.
Presenting
look what
your I load like Simba.
Right. Okay. Look what I produced.
Right.
Okay.
Jay?
I have a slight tweak. I think we're all trying to really harp on the
holding this thing
up. The thing we're forgetting is they cracked the coconut at one point, and they
anointed.
So Freck. I think it's something. I think it's with painting the cum on their face, ooh, and then the like.
I think you're right.
This is a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
I think you might have won this one. Let's see.
The only thing I was saying, I don't know how to come up with something else, was that the girl shits in your hands and you hold it up like that. And that's what I thought it was going to be.
Shits in your hands?
The girl shits in your hands.
I have half a mind to throw this White Claw at you if it wasn't for the fact I'm not throwing away a passion fruit White Claw.
Is that your favorite
flavor? God forbid there was a lime here. I would bounce.
Is that your favorite flavor?
Shave Dick Ralph is back.
Uh-oh. Someone check for stubble. This asshole's starting again.
Let's hear it.
All right. I think there is a clear winner this round. Here is the definition. While having sex, pull out just prior to climax and bust into your own hand. Then have your lady face you and use your thumb to smear some sperm on her forehead, declaring her Simba.
Oh!
Clear winner.
Excellent.
Jay's been Lion Kinging all fucking
week. Take your shirt off, Ralph. I'm sorry, I have to even.
You can already see my nipples, apparently.
You can drink, Ralph. Get your fucking dick out right now.
Well, you went south quick. Shirt off, dick out.
Just peel it, dude. Oh, shit.
It just doesn't smell right.
All right, well, keep taking shots. Cosadores, everybody. The grossest tequila for $60.
What was the one that with the shit, the banana split?
Yeah, maybe somebody docked into that or where the fuck it was.
It was the space.
God damn it, that's fucking harsh. All right, so we are now.
Amy removing any?
Amy,
I drank.
Oh, she drank.
Here, I'll take my watch off.
That's something. Does that count? So 2100 is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, okay. I took my watch off.
Number 4. Alabama Hot Pocket.
All right, I'm going first this time. It's obviously shit related, right? Really? Yeah. Hot Pockets? Okay. Sure. Come on. But Alabama's the part that's throwing me off. Alabama. It's going to be a Southern thing. All right. Somebody.
I'm ready for this one. I'm ready.
I'm going to go. So stupid. because I remember last time they were all shit related. So okay. Someone shits in your hand and you literally put it in your pants. Put it in your pants.
And then what, stroll down the street?
You're holding it in your hand, and it's in your pants. It's a shit in your pants. That's your hot pocket. End of story.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's going to be wrong.
All right, Jay, you go next.
I'm going to say it's either flat out farting and or shitting into a girl's pussy.
Okay, that's actually a good one.
That's a horrible one.
It's better than mine. Go ahead, whatever, Amy.
I'm going with the shit as well, but it's going to be you shit on your brother's chest.
Brother? Oh, that makes sense.
We're keeping it in the family.
Yeah, I like that.
Down south.
Okay.
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 Is when you take a girl's period blood and you put it in your own butthole.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll tell you, these get that far-fetched.
I mean...
That dirty tamponing your own asshole is like a possible answer to some of these.
It's really possible. Yeah.
These are wacky.
I think Shannon's laughing because it was so right.
Because it pains him so much to say the word.
He's a good person.
Okay. Also, I think another clear winner to this one. This is the quote, art, a term used loosely, I presume, to describe the act of separating the vagina lips and taking a dump inside said vagina. Your excrement will then serve as lube. That's Jay.
Yeah. Seems very health conscious.
Killing it, Jay.
Come on. Germs.
You are 2-2.
I think in the two times we played this game, these are the first two, not just back to back, but first two ever, where the thing is pretty much
it's pretty much it.
I don't think you're ever coming back from that.
I mean, you're dying from that. I would
imagine. You're definitely the
feces in your sniff.
Oh, get a douche and chill. Let's not make it a whole ordeal. What do you say, huh? We're all adults here.
Yeah, I give you. I think it's our third time doing this.
Second
time doing this, and you nailing two of them, pretty
That's
much.
Never happened.
Hey, really. Shannon, could you send me this episode for my reel?
I want you guys all notice the fact that Jeremiah has gotten a couple of them wrong also.
But
you don't see him nailing it at this game? Yeah. He goes, yeah, shitting in the cum. And ding, ding, ding. Yeah. That's the thing. And they freeze frame. He goes, that's when Jeremiah turned into an evil person.
That's when Jeremiah met Harry Dick Ralph and all went wrong. All right, Shannon, we are now 2200. Wow, Robbie the Fire Bernstein coming in the studio. I don't see him anymore.
Fire.
He heard, I think he knew there was going to be a hot chick here.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. They all come
out
of the
every
woodwork.
Week, Shannon.
They're all creeps.
All right, number five, Cleveland Hot Waffle. Cleveland Hot Waffle.
I guess we did all four of us ready, right? So it goes back to Amy to start.
Sure. Cleveland Hot Waffle.
I don't know anything about
waffle.
Cleveland.
I feel that. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to give it away.
I feel like this is.
Get close to the mic, please.
Sorry. I feel like this is.
You can raise the mic a little bit so you're not so awkward.
Is this going to be reprimanded to talk to the mic for while you're getting ready to describe what you think of Cleveland?
Ralph's like a dominatrix over here.
I'm so sorry.
Closer to the mic. Or it gets the hose again.
I think it's two girls scissoring.
Scissor Brothers.
And one of them, or both of them, shits at the same time. And it really gets in there.
That's a good fucking guess.
Thank you. That's a really good guess. Thank you, everyone.
It's so funny. Jeremiah's face reacting to what that was just said and having to acknowledge it was a really good guess.
That's really soft. You know,
Jeremiah's, Jeremiah's face looks like he's playing with the stakes of like a Saw game. You know what I mean? He goes, fuck, I hate to say it, but...
but... I guess you're on to something.
Look, I gotta answer this so I can't. They won't let me take the key out of the back of my eye to open this machine.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, you have a round at Cleveland Hot Waffle, is that right?
It wasn't a very different thing. I thought it was while a girl is riding a guy on top, her just like shitting while they're fucking and kind of like bashing, you know, the shit down.
Okay.
We're getting the same concept but a different
co-ed.
Yeah.
I think a girl shitting on a guy's chest but not getting up, like staying pressed against her chest and shitting into it.
Sure.
That's what I think.
Onto it. But okay.
Onto it. Into your chest, but it's like,
whatever. Bird chest, Ralph.
You can see it right here.
I hope he shaved for that.
Well, if you shit on his dick, no problem.
No problem.
It's going to go down like a fucking luge. You shit on Ralph's pelvis, dude? That thing is going to fly across the room like a...
I think it's when a guy
he's so mortified right now
pulls out of a girl and shoots a load in her belly button, and then he goes back in to keep having sex, and then the stomachs start mushing together.
Wow, that's a really interesting one.
Yeah.
It's good.
Uh-huh.
God, I really hope he's right, because then we can put a highlight reel together for him.
This guy doesn't know anything creepy.
By the way,
and that is number one answer. It's a long description. Yeah.
Steve Harvey's just looking at me like,
I want you, boy.
Yeah.
Last time we played this game, I felt like we had to really stretch to figure out who got closest, but you guys are really killing it today. So the definition is, this is the elegant act of taking a shit on your partner's chest. Then smack, this is, that's as far as you got, Ralph.
Oh,
but you're
the
closest. Then smacking the soft stool with the tennis racket so your excrement now resembles the popular food item.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I was there. I was in out of the gate.
Yes. You got that just, for sure, but wow. Man, does that sound funny to watch? Hang on. Let me go get my tennis
racket. Stay right here.
Let me get a tennis
racket. I'll be right back.
All right. So the three of you are losers on that one.
We sure are.
Darn. I'm finally on the board. Whatever, Amy, is not even close.
I sound terrible at this.
I think we should do this, by the way, because we still got to do the fiction, and then, you know, Amy's got to do first. We should do this next one for all the marbles.
Okay. Is that the move? All the marbles? That's when everybody puts all their nut sacks in my mouth.
Is that when we go to the
all
mattresses?
All right, Jeremiah's peeling
oh.
down.
Oh.
Someone's got a bick, too.
No.
I'm just European.
Well, if I was in Jeremiah shape, I would take my fucking shirt off, too.
Don't you say that about yourself. You're beautiful.
I'm working on it.
You're beautiful
in every
single way.
Smooth, beautiful body.
Words can't bring you down. No, no.
He's like an Olympic swimmer. He's all smooth.
He really is.
Fucking Michael Phelps sheep.
He's very Aryan.
Man. You ever see Jeremiah's backstroke? It'll make you bust in like a minute.
You'll run for that tennis racket.
Someone's looking for Ralph to give him a fucking
Cleveland
waffle.
All right, for all the marbles.
Okay, number six, the final one, Cosby sweater.
Oh, come on now, Shannon.
Cosby sweater.
Jay, you can start this one if you like.
I'll give it a whirl. I'll say it's a lot.
This might be.
I have an idea too.
Yeah,
this is a lot.
I think it's a lot for me to say.
Okay.
But what I think it is, it might be this complicated. So remember what the Cosby sweaters were. I think it's fucking someone's ass, coming in their ass, fucking it hard though, and then they shit onto the person's chest, like that shitty, cummy, bloody mixture all over the chest, and it's all different patternsy, like a Bill Cosby sweater. Final answer.
All right, it's close to what I was going to say.
That was close to what I was going to say,
well,
too.
Why were you all making faces like it was bizarre? Were you trying to throw me off?
No,
stop
I was
it?
Like, stop it saying my answer, but mine had period blood in it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Also period blood. But
mine has shit, cum, and blood from the anus, but the difference is you put the dick and you rub the dick on the chest.
Okay.
So the multicolor comes from the dick.
Smearing it
in.
Sweater.
Smearing it in.
Combining your paints.
Yes.
Combining, Bob Ross
right,
would
that's
say.
Mine. So that's
okay.
Slight
yellow,
variation.
Little yellow okra.
Yeah.
Little sandpiper brown.
So mine's a slight variation.
Jeremiah, either fluid you want to whack in this thing or what?
Yeah, I got an idea.
The difference of mine and hers is simply asshole blood and period blood.
Maybe he's got corn in his poop, and that'll really set the tone for the.
I actually think it's neither of those. I think it's actually something more subtle than that.
Okay.
I think it's when you're jerking off next to your partner while they're sleeping.
Oh.
You blow a load into the sheets, then wrap them up with it.
Oh, that's interesting. Bad. He went modern Cosby definition.
Yeah. You could even throw in that you drugged them if you really wanted to.
Right.
Really
yeah.
kind of
if
make
you
it.
Really
so,
want
Cosby sweater.
Yeah, that could be interesting because it could be a modern definition. It may not be an older.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't even think
old,
about
we
that.
We went old man on that.
Yeah, we went old man on that. Shannon.
All right, this is
period
a tough
bud,
one.
Blood bud. We'll give you a.
It's this one. You're going to really have to figure out who's closest. So believe it or not, this act involves no drugs or issues of consent. Instead, it involves eating colorful cereals, Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles are recommended, and vomiting the, quote, tacky and dazzling mixture onto your partner's chest.
Okay.
The end result should resemble the kitschy sweaters Cosby wore during the height of his fame.
Nobody got that.
That's very weird. It's
no,
very
nobody
far.
Got it. But
no, we have to go at who got it the closest.
But
I
actually think Jay.
Who said the chest?
But the both of us, I think, has so because hers was period blood. Mine was asshole blood.
I think yours was closer, Jay, if I'm being honest. That's what I think.
Boy, you want to see whatever Amy drinks so bad?
Whatever, Amy.
Whatever, Amy. Okay, well, are we giving it to me?
I'm only one vote in this room. There's three people.
Do I get all
get
the marbles?
You get all those marbles.
Yes.
You have a vote? It's only you or I that vote because there's two of them.
Jeremiah, look in my eyes. Know how much this means to us.
Don't you dare.
Yours was which one?
Mine's was shit, cum, asshole, blood, and piss.
And yours was? And yours was?
Mine had the shit cum and the period blood.
I...
Oh, give this to Jay. Look how important it is to
know,
Jay.
I know, but like, if we're going Fruit Loops, I think blood is closer than
poop.
Well,
he said blood.
Mm-hmm.
He did say blood.
You did say blood?
Yeah, he did say
from
blood.
From his is asshole blood,
mine's hers
asshole
blood,
is period,
hers is period blood.
Blood.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And butt blood is gayer than than vagina blood. So Fruit Loops.
Yeah,
blood.
Fruit.
Oh.
Fruit
blood.
I give it to Jay.
There you
there he is.
This was so great.
I knew you could do it. Congrats.
All right, so now for all the marbles.
Oh, don't do
congratulations.
It all.
I don't have to drink
don't
this
one.
You don't have
that.
To drink this one. Congratulations.
I did it.
You killed it, Jay. And by the way, you didn't even need the for all the marbles because even with 1 point, you won, Jay.
Boom.
That's true. You won.
Won it fair and square and for the all the marbles bullshit.
don't be shitting my all the marble stuff. let's do this real quick, then we're gonna get out of here because we gotta do. Oh my god, how many copies did we make? Is it how many pages is this?
I have four copies. So they listened to our critiques and they spaced it out differently, so it's not as long as it seems.
Okay. Do we need different players in this or no?
No, it's you and Jay. But hold on one moment, please.
Hold on one moment, please.
Oh, god damn it! I'm so stupid. Hold on. Here we go. This is what I meant to do.
Oh, wow, we got this too now.
Erotic fan fiction is brought to you by Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll Show. Erotic fan fiction is sponsored by White Claw this evening, as well as Bubbly Drink, only available at sdrgasdigital.com. Erotic fan fiction.
I like it. All right, so Amy should probably be the narrator. She has such a beautiful voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jason.
All right, Amy, just know that if you botch this reading, next week we are going to toast your ass.
Oh, great. All right. Thoughts?
It's called Other Chapters. Oh, it is really
chapters?
Spaced out. No, it's really spaced out. Okay, this is much better.
Okay.
There's one word on the last page for some reason, but okay, let's do it.
Jay was sitting on the brick smoking a cigarette. It was just him outside until Ralph walked out sitting next to him. They were waiting inside for it to turn 9 o'clock so they could start already. Ralph had a bad week. A really bad week. Stressed out and worn from running around doing errands for Gas Digital Studios because they didn't have a manager, doing this left and right. Not to mention a certain something that was irking him badly, Ralph chuckled.
So that's me saying that part. Okay. You know that's bad for you, right?
Yeah, I've been hearing that my entire life, that I should quit. I'm working on it, all right?
Jay, can we just talk? Just you and me? Kind of like we used to?
Yeah, of course we can. What's in your mind, buddy? I'm a good actor.
A lot, actually. A lot of stuff. Just a shitty week, you know.
Jay smiled.
Had one too many of those.
I actually wanted to tell you something serious. Like really serious.
Jay sat up a bit as he looked over.
Am I getting fired from SDR for skipping too much?
Sorry, that got me for some reason. Maybe. No, it's not that. I want to tell you that I kind of have a problem on my hands and I need your help with it.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking about us recently, like just you and me, and I miss you. I miss you coming over and hanging out and playing video games or just watching movies.
Jay seemed to like his full attention was on Ralph, which was unusual because he seemed actually interested.
Jay, I've been having thoughts about you.
Thoughts?
I don't know how to explain it. I just get happy when I see you. I kind of
monologues over here.
I kind of like feel fuzzy feeling when I'm around you, just the way you talk, the way you look at me, or just being around you in general. I really like spending time with you, and it feels weird because I've never felt this way about someone, let alone my best friend. I just get these urges, I guess. I don't know what you'd call them.
Yeah? What kind of urges?
Like, I want to hug you all the time or kiss you, but I'm not.
Ralph hesitated, his voice feeling numb as his eyes started to water a little.
Jay, I'm not gay.
Jay nodded.
I'm not gay.
He repeated.
I heard you.
Ralph was getting more upset by the second.
I can't stop thinking about this, Jay. No matter how hard I try to stop thinking about you, I just can't. I want them to stop. Trust me, I do. I don't want to do any more. They just won't go anywhere. They just won't go away.
So you love me?
Ralph nodded, sniffling as he rubbed his eyes quick. looked down, trying to stop crying as fast as he could, trying not to embarrass himself in front of Jay. Jay sighed, holding Ralph's hand. Ralph looked over and then up at Jay. Jay gave him a warm smile.
Hey, 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 it's okay. I'm not mad or anything.
I know, but with Christine...
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, no.
No, I've been looking for an excuse.
No, it's wrong.
In an instant, he felt Jay pressing a kiss against his lips. Jay let go as he chuckled softly.
We'll figure it out. That's what we do, Ralph. We're best friends. We figure things out. Besides, Christine's a little more lenient than you think she is. I'll talk to her. Come on, though. Yo, I hate to see you upset, Ralph.
Jay put his arm around Ralph's shoulder, pulling him into a hug.
We'll get through this.
Together?
Say it together.
Together.
All right. I like that one. A lot of interaction.
That wasn't erotic. We didn't even fuck.
We didn't fuck on that one. That was the kind of, but we were tender in that one. I like that.
This is a PG-13 episode.
Pretty much. All right. We got to do whatever Amy's first and get the fuck out of here.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
Why is his shirt off?
Why not?
I just noticed that.
Just in
out of solidarity.
Solidarity? Is that what happened?
You're asking the wrong questions.
Yeah.
Why isn't your shirt off?
Why is Bobby's shirt on is the question.
Bobby, why is your shirt on?
Yeah.
Peel down, bro.
Yeah, there's no way. I know what it would take for me to take my shirt off right now. Son.
$5.
$5. All right, it's the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every guest this since the dawn of time their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll and ask you the first concert you went to.
The first concert I went to was Whitney Houston at the Garden State Arts Center, which is renamed now, and it was in like 86.
So I was going to say how old you are, but that would have been rude because she said 86, and now we'd know her age.
She's not 86, Ralph.
No, but 86, we could do the math.
So I'm 45.
Okay, so how old are you then? That would be?
Like third grade.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, third grade.
The first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed was not your first drug.
Weed was not my first. The first drug I ever did was ecstasy at Exit.
Damn!
Way to jump. Weed was the last drug I tried.
Really? What a weird way to do it.
Was your first wiener black, too? I mean, geez, Louise.
Jesus, what are you, my mother?
Diving into the deep end of the pool and everything.
Holy, come on, Leo.
And then the...
Ralph's mom just backstroking through black wieners your whole life?
And pissing off my entire father's side of the family for no reason?
Well, they were militant Syrians.
They were. Jews, Syrian Jews.
Don't even get me going, dude. I know. Remember you get bayoneted if you weren't good?
That's true.
Yeah. And then blah, 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 breakdancing.
The first time you had sex?
I was 17.
A boyfriend? A one-off?
Someone I really, really liked for a long time, but we went on like a date or two, but I liked him for a really long time.
Did you fuck after a date, or was it you fucked and then went on a date or two?
We went on a date or two, and then like he kind of came over, and I liked him so much, I was like, okay.
You liked him so much you Cleveland hot pocketed him, yep. Or?
I did with a tennis racket.
Oh, no shit.
Fair enough. All right, so
that's a Cleveland waffle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jay. It's fine. Sorry. No, it's fine.
That's why he won.
Why do I write these things?
They just come to me.
Let's go around the room.
I've been blessed. I don't know what it is.
And do plugs. Jeremiah, your plugs?
I have a new series called Stand Up on the Spot that you should check out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. The next one drops on Monday, May 23rd, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I'm at Jeremiah Stand Up on social media, Scissor Bros, Jeremiah Wonders Podcast. I'm a fun follow on social media. Check me out.
He's a fun follow.
Whatever, Amy.
You can find me on OnlyFans, Loyal Fans, Playboy Centerfold, Instagram, Twitter. Go to whateveramy.com for all my links.
Jason.
Go to OnlyFans for all my links. I'll be putting up some light boy girl stuff.
That's nice.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, if you're listening live, everybody, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Phoenix, Arizona, stand up live all weekend. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, 5 shows total. Let's fill this place the fuck up. And then I will be, after that, in a few weeks, going on Burke Kreischer's Fully Loaded Comedy Tour.
Dude.
That's 2 weekends, 8 cities. It's going to be a lot of fun. Insane. Sal Volcano on some of them. Nikki Glaser, Dave Attell. Fortune Feimster Norman is doing a bunch of them. Wow. It's going to be a blast.
That's
and then
awesome.
I have a bunch of...
Going
to be a good time.
Really is good.
And then I'm just all over the place. The rest of the year, I'm booked all over the fucking place. So look for a city near you, bigjcomedy.com. And of course, Bonfire Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, 5 days a week, and Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Shanoonies?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is
Ding.
Ding. We talk about we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, and porn stars, and they tell their own personal experiences about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Now, here's the question. I don't think we asked this when Jeremiah was on last time, so we're going to ask for both of them. Do not
Have you
respond.
Ever fucked a ghost?
Have you ever fucked a ghost? Don't respond until all three of us have locked in our votes. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts? I'm going to say yes, yes. Jay?
Where'd you grow up?
Jersey.
Italian family?
Half.
Yes, yes.
Shannon?
So based on a lot of things that Amy has said throughout this episode, I feel like we have a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm.
And so
the knockers.
Both fully clothed.
Yes. And so I'm going to give what my answer is, which is I'm not sure, but I want to believe.
For her and for Jeremiah?
Oh, for her. For Jeremiah, I feel like I might know the answer, but I'm going to say yes for Jeremiah.
Okay. And the answers are?
Yes, I do believe.
Yes.
All right, yes, yes. We all got that all around. That fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast with the guy that I'm going to fight in about 3 weeks.
Juicy and the Monster.
It's called Good Sugar. We're opening up our first storefront in about 3 weeks as well.
Juicy and the Cereal.
On the corner of 3rd Avenue and 69th Street.
Love it.
We'll play a Deftones song to end the show. The playlist, the sdrshow.com/playlist. Do you want to pick
your
one?
Your Syrian podcast, A Good Woman is a Covered Woman.
That's exactly it. pick a Deftones song, Jay, because I would just pick Change, but that's a hacky one.
Ohms, dude. Ohms.
Ohms. And then how about this? To make Jeremiah uncomfortable as we play the song, it's only fair that whatever Amy gets naked as we play the song.
Is it only fair?
It's only fair. Let's do it, and we'll play.
If she wanted to get naked, she would have done it already.
Well, I make people uncomfortable. The SDR Show.
That was
thank
weird.
You very much. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Am I keeping the cameras on?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen to this riff, Ralphie. Turn it up, Shannon.
Hey, another song.
They rule.
How long do I leave the cameras on for?
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks. That was really fun.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.